This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Question that's been included in every census since 1965, with the exception of 2010, when it was removed.
Wow, so we're talking about the census. We're back there. That is Sarah Huckabee Sanders from the White House. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to ram through a few things that are happening in D.C., because this show is all about you and whether you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, that's the bottom line. Coming up in our next segment, we're talking about numbers. Everything relates to numbers, right? For goodness sake, in D.C., 6 in 10 consider the Russia investigation a serious matter. Meanwhile, when we look at that number, we see over 100 security experts urging the president to keep the Iran nuclear deal. What does it all mean? And then the citizenship question, states vowing to fight the plan to ask citizenship questions on the census, but they don't even realize, you know what, it's mostly already been asked. So that's the thing. But now it's a fight. New York, California, and other states are saying, we're not doing it. Not in 2020. They're arguing that that question could stop immigrants from participating and really skew the makeup of Congress, which that's the deal with the Census Bureau. It does potentially have an impact there. So you got to think about it. It's the accurate count of citizens, supposedly, right? But it could ultimately backfire and have the opposite effect, because that would mean less federal dollars, less representation in Congress, scary, scary, scary stuff. And this is what Arturo Vargas, the executive director of the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials Educational Fund, said it's a scary tactic thing to do, to try to scare Latinos and others from participating in the census. But here's the thing. It is a question that has been out there, but now it's being asked. So let's look at the legal possibilities of this. Pending the possible legal upchuck, meaning a ton of states decide we're doing this, or any kind of an intervention from a Republican-controlled Congress, the citizenship question would appear in the census, they say, for the first time since 1950. So it's been in there before, but hasn't been there since 1950. They're arguing that it's important to have that question because of the Voting Rights Act. And here's the thing. Bob Ney said it the other night, the former congressman from Ohio. I don't know. Is it fair to ask if you're a citizen of the United States if we're answering a census? If you're answering a census, is that fair to ask that question? I have to say, I think it's fair to ask the question. Are you a citizen? I get how it's polarizing both sides, Republican or Democrat. But if I look at the question as a journalist and look at it head on, I don't know. Why couldn't that question be answered? And, of course, the way to look at that would be, well, what about the redistricting? And what about the funding and the reasons that I just said? And what about discrimination? And is there going to be some of that in there? And the answer is, it goes back to the same problem we have. It's the third hot rail of illegal immigration. So we never took care of the problem. 4 decades ago, it gets worse and worse and worse, and it's like an ostrich burying your head in the sand. So now we have all these questions that ultimately come back to one thing: illegal immigration, and what are we doing? And how are we protecting our elections? How are they fair and free? Is it fair for people who are not citizens to vote in the elections? Come on. So we keep coming back to the same circus tent that we left a long time ago and should have left in our past, but we haven't. And look, the Constitution says a census takes place every 10 years, counting every person. And it was the reason for that was to determine the allocation to states of seats in the U.S. House of Representatives and to distribute billions of dollars in federal funds to local communities. So it is a constitutional question to ask. Some think it might be really stupid because it could reduce the number of people responding to the census. So it keeps going back to that same question over and over again. Unequal distribution of federal funds? You certainly wouldn't want that if that was happening in your backyard. So where does it go? I don't know. There is a lot of people that want to see something change about this. So states are saying, like I said before, right at the top, they're going to fight this question. They're going to talk about this question. They're going to try to get it changed. Maybe it is changed in the end. I mentioned the poll, the CNN poll thing, right? I think some people are tired of hearing about Russia, right? But the bottom line is, so I keep saying that, is give us an answer. If for goodness sake, if you're spending all of our tax dollars, tell us what's going on in, Mueller's probe. If 58% said that Russia's involvement in the 2016 presidential election should be probed, 36 say it's merely an effort to discredit the president. Let's just figure this sucker out. I think I'm on a kind of a theme here. Let's just figure it out, right? Seems so simple. Seems easy enough. 62%, by the way, approved of the president's plan to meet with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un by May. 31 disapproved. Wonder what's going to happen in that meeting. What do you think the Rocket Man says to Trump? What could he possibly say? What are they saying? What kind of conversation will they have? And will we really know everything that comes out of that meeting? It's very intriguing. Let's put it that way. Very intriguing. In the meantime, the idea for Mark Zuckerberg is you may get unfriended some more. And I think it's really gnawing at him that idea. So the 33-year-old is going to appear before Congress in the next couple of weeks. This comes on the heels of Zuckerberg snubbing a summons from British Parliament to appear there to answer for the data breaches that his social media colossal giant has been outed for the past week. Because that's what people are talking about. Ooh, Facebook. Look at all these people that are dumping out of Facebook. Should I trust my info on Facebook? Or do I need to unfriend this piece of social media and go dark and just delete my account? Raise your hand if you're deleting your Facebook account. Ooh, a lot of friends are falling by the wayside. It's all about the numbers. We can count coming up. Just a few.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
It's all about the numbers, baby. I'm preaching it. So we got this segment called We Can Count. We can count. Let's start with this one. And this is pretty sad, actually. But I am fascinated by trolley cars. And I realized the other day, even, that I've always lived kind of close to a railroad. Well, you know, where tracks go through or whatever. I grew up where there was a high-speed rail that wasn't too far from where I lived, and I can hear from our plush studios the sound of a train. But there's nothing like a trolley car, right? And the trolley car has been 15 miles from my house, give or take, the last 6 places I've lived. And I happen to see these photos of, there's a website, it's called Abandoned America, and it documents decaying places around the U.S., factories, that kind of stuff, etc. And I saw this recent one where it was abandoned trolley cars. Oh, wow. Crazy to see these trolley cars all, I want to go see it. These trolley cars that look like they could be painted up and look pretty decent are all, I mean, just there out in the middle of nowhere in this kind of this magical little spot. And how many are there of these trolley cars? Well, there's dozens. And I guess a guy's been collecting them for years. So when somebody wants to dump a car, he goes and gets them. I mean, it almost looks like it could be a movie set of kind of a horror show. And they got roughly 40 cars. And he knows the history of each one of the trolley cars. And, wow. I mean, it's so cool to see some of these, what would be areas that look decayed, kind of have this beautiful new life, and the trolley car place does. You know, I don't know why. I never wondered about that. Like, don't they just reuse them, or doesn't somebody figure out a way where they can paint them or fix them? Isn't that what they do? And they just run until they can't run anymore? And the answer is they run until they can't run anymore. But they go to the graveyard if this guy will buy them, and they get them out to him, or who knows, they scrap them, is what probably what happens with most of them. That makes a lot of sense to me. In the meantime, I don't know if this makes any sense or not, but she definitely has followers. And I mentioned this at the top of our last hour when I was talking to Justin Duckham. If you've never heard my conversations, I have one every single night with people from D.C., and he's one of them. He's been on the air with me for a long time. And we were talking about the Disney Channel star, Caroline Sunshine. She was on the Disney show, the Disney Channel, on a show about teen dancers that ran for 3 years. She was in the film Marmaduke, etc. And she also has spent time away from the industry. She was a White House intern. In college, she was involved with the American Enterprise Institute, and now she's in the White House. So she applied for the internship the usual way you do it and got the internship, and then that's what got her kind of in the door. So she has more than half a million, rather, Twitter followers, which is huge, and has 235,000 followers on Instagram. So she's high profile, but that's like Larry Kudlow from CNBC and John Bolton, the former Fox News analyst. So picking people that people might recognize, picking kind of well-known people, at least in certain niches they're well-known, and they both fall into that category. Or they all three fall into that category. So Cosmopolitan, you remember Cosmopolitan, the magazine? Walmart is saying they're going to remove Cosmopolitan. They've decided that it's got sexually explicit material. So it's still going to be in the stores, but it's going to be in the regular magazine racks where you could pick it up and read it, I suppose, rather than the checkout line where children could pick it up and read it, they say. The move comes after a lobbying group, the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, said that the content's inappropriate for shoppers, especially with children. How far back does this go? Cosmopolitan and being at the checkout lines? Helen Gurley Brown took the magazine, rebranded it in 1965, to be a publication targeted to single women that discusses sex openly. The magazine pushes the envelope, especially now, and what they said is they said they would still carry the magazine. That's what Walmart has said. But for those that have been critical of Cosmopolitan, one of the reasons that's been noted is it's the Me Too generation, and that's not Me Too. If you're talking about Cosmopolitan. So it will not be at the checkout lines. If you were hoping to sneak a peek at a magazine like that, you won't be, because they don't want any debate over it, trying to shut down the debate before it gets out of control. And I don't think that's a shocker. Cynthia Nixon running for governor in a press conference in Albany. Cynthia Nixon made some waves calling out Governor Andrew Cuomo and compared him to President Trump. So she is making the rounds and is serious. Somebody asked me if she was serious or not in running for this office, and the answer is Oh, yes. She's very serious. She is from the Not Fooling crowd. And she's from Hollywood, so people remember her days with Sex and the City and other roles that she played before she even had that role. So it's interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see if people will vote for her or not. But I think that's kind of an up in the air thing. There, I think there'll be people that will remember her. I think there'll be people that'll be interested in the way she thinks, and then others that would be turned off in what Cynthia Nixon would bring to the governor's mansion, meaning a whole different way of looking at things. So I think it's a coin flip right now. It feels like it is anyway. Definitely feels like that. How about this? I used to drive by the Steinway original store when I worked in Astoria in Queens in New York City. And Steinway is coming up with a new segment of buyers, even people who don't know how to play, a technologically sophisticated self-playing grand piano that retains the 165-year-old brand. What? It costs $99,300 for the 5-foot-7-inch long 560-pound Model M Spyro and $333,000 for the 6-foot-10. How crazy is that? And they say it's seamless technology, old and new craftsmanship. And I guess they decided some people would be interested in the self-playing pianos, and apparently it's so popular. It debuted in 2016, in July of 2016, that sales have expanded into foreign markets. And, of course, Steinway has hundreds of hours of performances on this special Spiro, is what it's called, and it uses optical sensors and software to translate the hammer velocity to keys and ensure proper pedaling. Owners get free access to the growing catalog of music. I don't know, self-playing piano, would that be a cool thing to have, or would be a nuisance? Certainly the price tag would be prohibitive for most people. But I need that self-playing piano. I need it. I need it. 4 books at bedtime coming up.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Sharon Miller, head of small business, managing director, of course, Bank of America. And last time around we talked to Sharon, I said I was so curious about Sharon's background, and she said she would be happy to fill us in. So, Sharon, I think you have one of the coolest jobs in the world, and I'm really curious what the path or journey is in the business that brought you to where you are today as the head of small business at Bank of America.
Well, Kate, thank you so much, and thanks for having me back today and having this great conversation. I started my career with Bank of America 22 years ago as a financial advisor, and have always served clients, whether it be, you know, helping them plan for retirement, maybe they're opening a small business, or they are sending a child to college. All of those issues and just life events happen to clients. And so I've served clients my entire career. And in my book of business, I did have business owners, many corporate clients, some small business owners, professionals, executives. And that is how I started my career. I did go into management, you know, probably 10 years ago, and I've moved to different areas of the country. And this led me to where I am today. 2 years ago, I was asked to take over as the head of small business when my predecessor retired. And at first I thought, wow, I'm not sure, because I've never directly served just small business, because my background has been more on the investment side and wealth management. And as I got into this role, I realized that everything I had done up to this point prepared me for this, because small business owners, they have the same issues, they have the same worries and concerns that every other person, when you think about professionals, They're human beings. They're people. They are worried about, what about my home? What about my family? How am I going to take care of my health? How am I going to, you know, pay my employees? All these items, these are just issues that small business owners have every single day. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to partner with them to solve those items and to help them make their vision a reality. And so it is an exciting area. It's an exciting business. And I get so energized and just proud when I sit down with our small business owners and I realize that because of our partnership, we have been able to help them realize their goals, whether it's expanding their business or it's opening a new practice. All these things, these are ways we help at Bank of America.
You know, what's interesting to me, Sharon, and what you just said is you used the word partner and partnership a few times. And of course, that was really what you were doing in your early days as a financial advisor and wealth advisor. And it's what you continue to do today. But I think when you're a small business owner, knowing that your bank considers you to be a partner with them and having a partnership, and frankly, one of the most essential parts of a business, which is the financial part of a business, right? Because it touches everything else. You must find that when you and your team sit down and talk with your small business clients, that they are so thrilled to have access to you and the value of the things you're learning as a team from dealing with businesses all across the country. You must just have story after story after story of where you can share with business owners things you've all learned as a team because you're dealing with so many business owners that you're, in a sense, almost serving like consultants who can help them when they really need the help the most.
That's right. I mean, that's exactly how I view our role. We are consultants. We are advisors. We're providing advice and guidance, and not just for their small business, but their personal as well. I mean, as a small business owner, they're wearing so many hats. So they're the CEO of their business. They're the CFO. They could be the janitor, right, if they need to be. They're serving every role. I mean, whatever it is that needs to be done, they're going to get done. And they put their heart and soul into their business. And so, you know, to me, that's where we come in and say, you know what? We serve 3.1 million small business customers across the United States. There are 29 million small business owners in the United States generally. And then at Bank of America, we're serving 3.1 million of them. And so we do see clients from coast to coast. We can offer insights. And sometimes that is, you know what, you may need to adjust the way you're doing XYZ, right, this or that, so that we can get you access to more capital. Or maybe it's not a good idea to expand today. You need to get these things in order first. So all these conversations are what our bankers are having across the country every single day across the desk, which is why what we do is so important to the local economies, because when our small business owners are winning, so are our communities. And you can feel it as you go into these local markets.
Yeah, perfect segue into this next question. Sharon, you're a mom, you have a couple of kids, and you're the head of Small Business for Bank of America. Big, big job. I've talked to a lot of women about this. I've got a book coming out called Deal Your Own Destiny. Forbes is doing the book. It comes out in June, I think. And one of the things that we talk about a lot in this book is work-life balance. Is there such a thing?
I don't think so. I think every day, I mean, really, you know, it's, I feel that every day, and you strive to have that balance. And sometimes, you know, you're more tilted toward your home and your family and your children because, you know, when you've got to be there, you might have to miss a meeting flying to travel somewhere. I mean, I've had that happen before where I've had to go to my boss and say, you know what, my daughter has a play. I just can't travel this date because, you know, in 10 years, no one's going to remember if I was at that meeting, but my daughter's going to remember. I mean, and, you know, that's the reality. I mean, you can't make everyone happy 100% of the time, and you just have to be true to yourself, you know, where you know you have to be. And no one is perfect every single day, and that's what we strive to do, to be better and better every single day and be there and provide as much balance and focus and be the best self you can be, because when you're doing that, you'll be able to give to others.
We're talking with Sharon Miller. She's the head of small business at Bank of America. And Sharon, you mentioned, I think you said your son has an Amazon dot on the, like on his nightstand.
Yeah. Echo or, you know, whatever.
Echo.
Yeah.
If we could be that Amazon dot or that Amazon Echo, and we could hear the kinds of conversations you have with your kids about money. I'm really curious about how that works in your house, because you spend your whole day helping people understand the power of money. And then you go home, and how do you translate the lessons from what you've learned and seen at work into lessons for your own family?
You know, that's such a great question. And I mean, I have two kids. My son is 11. My daughter is 9. And my daughter, Lauren, she saves every penny she's ever had. She won't spend anything, you know, and she's very different person than my son, 11. If he's got $40 in his side drawer, he wants to go spend that today. You know, so it's just so interesting to talk to both of them about the value of money and to say, you know, Ryan, you've got to save. You've got to put some aside. Just because you've got your allowance doesn't mean you have to just go buy something because you want it. You know, you need to save and put some money aside. Whereas my daughter, you know, she won't buy anything. So it's just, it's so interesting. I mean, kids are kids, right? And
right.
So you just have to have those different conversations and teach them different lessons. But the reality is we have to instill in our kids a sense of value to money. I mean, you just don't have these things. They just don't appear. You have to work. You have to focus and save. And sometimes you can't get what you want today just because you want it. You need to put some money aside. So those are all the life lessons and just general conversations that I'm having with my kids. And again, just like work-life balance, some days are better than others. And that's with kids, right? And we just try to instill the right values so they can make the right choices as they grow up to become young adults.
Yeah, as we're wrapping here, so it's fascinating. So this is great advice for parents. This is great advice for a lot of people when we talk about teaching them about money, the value of that whole thing. Do you talk to them about entrepreneurship? Because especially their age group, I think you're going to see more and more of that. So small business.
Absolutely. Look, I have in my front yard on Saturdays, many times I've got, my daughter has some friends over and they'll do artwork and they'll put it in the front yard. And in fact, my neighbor has this stand like to sell lemonade and they're going to the neighbors, you know, knocking on the door. Do you want this paint? They're putting it on canvas. They're selling it. And you know, it's so amazing. And I just think this is just such the world that our children are growing up in, which is so good. You know, they come in fact, last weekend they came in, they had made $38 and it was three girls and they had been selling cookies and lemonade and, you know, some paintings in the front yard. And of course I probably paid 10 of that, you know, just walking by. And then maybe their grandfather gave them another $5 and then the two neighbors. But either way, they raise it and they put it in an envelope and they said, this is for the Humane Society. We want to go down and give that to them, which is just, wow. You know, that just makes you smile and say, that is amazing. They're giving back and they're just the way they're thinking. And that just makes you proud as a mother and just as a human being. It's so nice to watch children and how they're so involved. But entrepreneurs, yes, they can do anything. And that's what I always tell my kids. You can do anything you want to do. If you put your mind to it, you work hard and you dedicate yourself to it, you can do anything. And so you need to follow your passion and follow your dream.
Oh, perfect place to end this. Sharon Miller, Bank of America, head of small business. This is why I love these conversations.
I want Sharon to be my mom.
I know, me too.
Tell that to my kids. Tell that to my kids.
Well, Kate and I do not roll our eyes.
Exactly is what I'm thinking. I got the eye roll this morning. So, you know, again, some days are better than others.
Oh, I love it. Sharon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Huge story about Dylann Roof. We've been talking about it ever since it happened, obviously, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Very pleased to welcome to the show Dr. John Huber. He is the chairman for the Mainstream Medical Health, which is a nonprofit organization. It's worth me telling you about this, that brings what I like to say and hope for this always when I see what's happening, lasting and positive change to the lives of people that suffer from mental health issues. So he's the perfect person to talk to about Dylann Roof. First of all, Happy New Year, Dr. John.
Happy New Year, Kate. Happy New Year.
So Dylann Roof, now what we do know is that he's been found competent to be on trial and he's going to represent himself. Do you think that was the right conclusion?
Based on my review of South Carolina's proceedings for competency, yes. They did a competency evaluation initially, and then yesterday the judge followed up, which was within his rights to just to make sure before they go into sentencing, and apparently found him competent. In fact, gave him additional instructions that he's expected to follow, which are to not directly address the jury or the witnesses.
Yeah, but you know, it's why did he decide to represent himself? And maybe we don't know the answer to that question, but in dealing with people who have breakdowns or whatever happens, and I know we're talking about somebody who brutally ended the lives of way too many people.
Right.
But what possibly do you think could be going through his head of not having an attorney?
Well, I think by not having an attorney, he has, you know, a world stage now. And I think he does have some ideals that most Americans, most people in general don't believe in, and he's wanting a world stage to present those. And he may be trying to make him out as some sort of martyr, make his own person out as a martyr so that he's fighting for the cause and this was for a reason kind of a mentality.
Yeah, as a mental health professional, when you and you've been doing this for two decades, and we see these mass shootings, and let's put aside someone who's a terrorist for a second, but it's something that just, boy, we just don't understand it. It's like what happened in Sandy Hook. What kind of things are going through the minds of those people? And this is a generalization because we know everybody's mind is different.
Right.
But what have we found out?
Well, most mass shootings like this are not caused by someone who has what we would think of as a typical mental health issue. They're driven by oftentimes religious or political motivations. That doesn't mean there aren't some that are out there, like the Sandy Hook appears that there was just some severe psychological trauma going on with that individual. In this case, you know, I think he's got a message he's trying to present. I'm not saying he's not mentally ill. You can be mentally ill and still competent to stand trial. But I think he does have a few things that most of us in society would think were kind of delusional ideals about how the world should be running.
Do you think because of some of the stressors, the push for success, the world we live in, how fast, how technology has moved, and how we're hooked in, has that damaged the psyche of a lot of people who could be on the edge anyway?
We have over 330 million people in this country. We don't have that many mass killing. So I don't think of a lot of people know. I think it is increasing the stress level, especially to people who aren't used to that. I mean, our millennials, this is what they're used to. And this is how they've been taught to function, where you and I, you know, we used to sit down and pick up the newspaper in the morning and that kind of fill our news up for the day. And now it's just constantly there. And you're not reading anything in a lot of cases but headlines. So you're driven by that emotional curve you get there. And I think our population in general is having to adjust to that. So I think there are some problems to it, but I don't think most people are driven that way. I think a few of them, and Dylan may be one of those.
Are we doing enough for people as far as mental health is concerned? Has some of the veil been lifted with mental health issues?
I don't believe so. That's the whole reason why I started Mainstream Mental Health, is we gotta lift this stigma so we can talk about it and people realize that you're not the only one struggling with different issues, and we can be upfront with it and not worry about any type of retribution or fear that's common when we say, oh man, my cousin's on antidepressants. Ooh, is he suicidal? No, that doesn't mean he's suicidal. But we jump to extreme conclusions.
Boy, that's true. We do jump to extreme conclusions. One thing that I found, though, is, and I've seen this sadly, in too many people that I know, or people I know or that are connected to me in some way, they happen to be guys, but people don't realize what they're suffering with, and they think, oh, just can't, you know, because they look good, they look like they should be working, they look like they should be thriving, but they're struggling with some form of bipolar or something else. And yes, I hear people say too many times, just, you know, well, get meds, just put them on meds, if they just get the meds. But that's not, it's more than that, isn't it?
It's a lot more than that, you know, and meds, I think, are a second step. I think a first step is you need to go find a mental health professional and do some counseling and get yourself grounded. And if you're not able to do that, or if the problem's severe enough, then you move to that next level. But I think it should be medication and therapy, because the therapy is going to teach you tools that may allow you to step away from those medications at some point.
Yeah. What about more group therapy? That seems to be, I talked to someone the other day about this, that there was group therapy that's being offered at the VA, and that it would be good, except for that it doesn't match up with the everyday guy. It's people that have terrible PTSD, which thank goodness they have that, but it doesn't match up with everybody coming in. Is there more room to have more circles to share, do you think?
I think group therapy is an amazing way to do it because it does kind of break that isolation.
Yep.
You think you're the only one suffering from this, and all of a sudden you go into a group where other people are suffering from that. But I think you're right. It is difficult to create these because you need people with like circumstances. I don't necessarily want to put someone with schizophrenia in a group with someone who's just suffering from depression or grieving, for that matter. They're kind of not compatible. Now, I'm not going to say it's not going to work. That will never work, but in most cases, you wouldn't want to mix them like that. You don't want to overwhelm somebody who doesn't have those kind of problems.
Yeah, makes sense to me. What if I mean, obviously, you're trying to do that. Do you feel like since you started what you're doing, do you feel like you're starting to make some inroads?
Well, it's a lot of education and talking with people, just like what you're making available for me right here. And hopefully we're getting through to people. You know, I think this kind of thing is a generational problem. It's going to take us some time to do it because there's so many people who just will not admit to having any problems. I know with my patients in the hospital, I serve two hospitals that are medical hospitals. They're not psychiatric. And oftentimes I get asked to go meet with patients because they're not willing to follow through with the procedure, which the hospital thinks may save their life. And I walk in there and I get all kinds of rejection, and it takes a few minutes, and sometimes I'm able to get them to sit and listen, and we talk, and sometimes I'm not because they're so fearful of that word psychologist, and oh no, they think I'm crazy. And
yeah,
it's really a difficult thing sometimes, but I'm making strides. At least in my area now, I get calls from more and more physicians who are, hey, you know, this patient's not complying with treatment. Can you meet and see if there's something going on with him? And I've seen a change over the last 4 or 5 years within my local area. And now I'm just trying to move this out and make it nationwide.
Yeah, and to do that, like you said, you have to have more conversations like this one. I mean, we started off talking about Dylan Roof, and then you move to what's going on in the world, and I just think that's so necessary to have it because I see it, I run across it all the time, and we're talking about people that, well, it doesn't matter economically, but we're talking about people,
right.
Especially, I think, I've seen this, where you have people that have gone through school, it could be a woman, but it seems to be that I've run into a lot of guys with this, and they can't hold jobs, and they are getting attacked about it, and they don't know what to do, really, and they're not asking for help.
Well, they don't think they have a problem because they've always done this. And then the one emotion that's socially acceptable for men to express is anger, so that's what they do. They elevate everything to an anger level, and it never needs to go there. They just need to sit down and address maybe it's just basic communication and expressing how they're feeling and dealing with different assignments or things in their job placement. And that may be all they needed in the first place, but because of whatever's going on with them mentally, they're not able to make that step.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, interesting stuff. Keep fighting the good fight. Dr. John Huber, thanks so much, and thanks to all of you for listening to this Hour of America tonight.
Girl's killing it, her playlist is infinite. From the first minute, these feelings were imminent. No matter what you're saying, girl, you know I be listening. So tuned in to the things you're exhibiting. So clued in to the strings that you're fiddling. No movement, just me and you chilling. It's me and you living through every predicament.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.